Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Choctaw author Devin Mihisua's new mystery novel, Blood Relay, takes on the real-life issues of missing and murdered Indigenous women and the story of an Oklahoma homicide detective. She continues her tradition of creating strong female lead characters and a race to find a missing young Indian horse relay rider. Mihisua says Detective Perry Antelope is a composite of women she knows.
She's resilient, she's intelligent, she's accomplished, and she embodies what I want to be. I really wanted to make her a heroine because I think that most readers don't really know a whole lot about the realities of Native people because they do expect to read stories about poverty and trauma, and women usually don't get to shine. And I want to make it my priority that women are going to be the problem solvers. We don't need to sit around and wait for, you know, the white male saviors. Perry Antelope is just really somebody who I greatly admire, even though she's got flaws. She's going to solve the problem, even though she might have to do it in ways that are not quite kosher.
Mihisua is a humanities professor at the University of Kansas. The new book is a departure from Mihisua's previous mystery series, centered around Detective Monique Bluehawk and paranormal plot lines. She says Blood Relay is based much more on the real issues Native people in Oklahoma face. Mihisua often draws inspiration for her characters from her immediate surroundings. She says many of the names in this book and prior ones are from people she knows and places that stand out to her.
The first novel that I wrote back in 2000, Roads of My Relations, I have a lot of names in there because it was like seven generations of my family. And so I've got hundreds of my family names in there. You know, as these novels go by, then I investigate more in the family tree and, you know, eventually you kind of run out. So what I do, I will use abbreviated versions of family names. And then I look at my friends. Billy, for example, that is a common Choctaw name. So you're going to see a lot of the last names that you might see on the Dawes rolls. So I wanted to be true to what these people might actually be named. And if I do use a name like that, I make sure it's a really big family, you know, so it's not just zooming in. So somebody not thinking that I'm talking about them.
Oklahoma's complex criminal jurisdiction landscape also plays a role in the story. Mihisua says capturing that complexity in a way that readers can relate to proved challenging, but she thinks it's valuable to expose the public to an authentic portrayal.
I was concerned if I mentioned, you know, one tribe, it's really not my place to say how they would react. You know, I didn't want anybody to take offense if you have somebody from one tribe didn't want to cooperate. I didn't really want to go there. I wanted to portray it as complicated. So I kind of skimmed along the surface with that, but I'm hoping that I make it clear how complicated it is because you've got, you know, a Native victim or a Native American defendant, or you've got a Native victim with a non-Native defendant. You got a non-Native victim, a Native defendant, you know, then you might have the state, you might have the feds there, you might have the tribe, the feds, and the state. There are just all these different combinations of who might get involved.
The detectives in Blood Relay investigate the disappearance of Dells Billy, a beloved women's Indian horse relay rider. Mihisua says Oklahoma tribes are not necessarily known for the sport. She was drawn to its strong cultural importance.
You know, it really deserves more. I think, you know, it's a sport, but it's so much more than that. You know, it's a cultural connection for the tribes that have a horse culture. And I think it's very deserving of attention because what these riders do is so extraordinary and difficult. And this is why I made a point to say that it belongs to tribes.
Mihisua's novel is the latest addition to her extensive work in fiction and nonfiction. A second book featuring Detective Antelope is due by February 2027. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.